Well, happening on Saturday, the 18th of May, it is the Bonington Medieval Fair and Feast. Sounds like a nice way to be spending that Saturday. And one of the organisers is John. He's on the phone with us this morning. Hey, John, good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, the Bonington Medieval Fair and Feast, what can you tell us about this?
They're fantastic. We started it 3 years ago. And it gets bigger every year, of course, as more people find out about it. But it's something that we've wanted to do for a long while. We've got a lot of people, talented people in our town as far as art's concerned. So people dress up. We have costume making sessions leading up to the festival where people can get costumes designed and they can help to cut out and make their own costumes. So it's very much a medieval thing in the sense that everybody in Boddington gets dressed up as well.
Beautiful.
So, and I'm the town crier, so I walk around with a medieval outfit and a big bell and start ringing it. The festival itself is in two parts. We have a day where we have all sorts of stalls and entertainment, sword fighting, catapult, swinging competitions, etc., etc. And that's a day fair that goes from 10 in the morning till 4 o'clock.
Okay.
We have put people in the stocks and we have certain things over them like adulterer or thief or whatever it might be. And then at 6 we close at 4 and then at 6 we come back for the big feast.
All righty.
So it's in two sections. You get a day pass and a feast ticket all in one, or you can just go to either.
Beautiful.
Anything on the medieval, you can go on the Facebook page, Boddington Medieval Festival and Fair.
And how are the ticket sales going for you there, John?
They're going all right, yeah.
Okay.
We're getting a bigger support from the local community each year as well, but people come from all over. There seems to be a following for this type of thing. As you know, there's another one down in Bellingham.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are quite a few organisations around who specialise in sword fighting, in jousting, we have archers on horses, we have a whole range of people doing all sorts of things, as well as making, you know, black shopping and blacksmithing, I should say. And so there's a lot of interest in the state, there's no doubt about it. We were surprised when we first did it just how many people are involved in this around Western Australia.
Beautiful. All right, so tickets are still available. You can, as John said, go to the Fair and Feast Pass, or you can just get the day pass only as well. If you're wanting to know more, what's the Facebook page to go to there, John?
Boddington Medieval Fair and Feast.
There you go. So check that
and
out.
And Eugene is the lady, Eugene Smallberger.
All right, so Eugene, get in contact with Eugene. I've got Eugene's number here. I'm sure that she won't mind if
I
put it out.
You can phone her direct if you wish.
Yeah, yeah. 0474-155-002 is Eugene's telephone number. She'll certainly steer you in the right direction. Hey, John, thanks for your time today, mate, and hopefully we can chat again when it gets a little bit closer.
Absolutely, we'd love to. No, that's very nice. And thank you to all your listeners.
Yeah, there he is, one of the organisers, John, and he'll be the town crier on the day. The Boddington Medieval Fair and Feast, Saturday, May 18. As John mentioned, go to the Facebook page, Boddington Medieval Fair and Feast. All the info's there, or get in contact with Eugene, 0474-155-002. Sounds like a bit of fun, really, doesn't it? Saturday, May 18 is when that is on. It's Troy for breakfast on the Great Southern's Triple M.